That's our ring, time once again for your old friends, Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum's attempt to prove to Abner that Cedric hasn't really been changed into a Bernard dog was met with sudden defeat. He called up the Weehunts to show Abner that Cedric was at home, only to find out that Cedric had not been seen since the day he drank some of the so-called uranium solution. In a moment, we'll see what happens next. Friends, putting off until tomorrow what you can do today often robs you of some of the comforts of life. This is especially true should you have an occasional touch of acid indigestion and then put off calling on comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer. Now, don't delay. Do it today. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that jittery, upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. That's why you hear it said so often. When you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. So don't put off calling on comfort-bringing Alka-Seltzer for the relief you want. Don't delay. Do it today. You can get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows and the dog in the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
No, sir, Miss Weehunt. We ain't heard from him or found out nothing about him.
He's right here at the store, Lum.
I was hoping you might have got some word from him.
How could she do that? The only thing he can do is bark.
Yeah, his car is still sitting out the side of the store there.
Oh, wait to talk to your mom and bark at her.
Oh, I don't think nothing like that's happened to him.
Whatever she's thinking is better than what did happen to him.
Well, now, don't let yourself get all tore up over this, Miss Weehunt. We're bound to find him pretty soon. I know we are.
One of your children has turned into a dog. That's all.
Well, don't worry. I'm aiming on doing that. Well, you just take it easy now, and I'll let you know as quick as I find out anything.
He's my good-looking dog.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. Poor woman, worried plumb to death.
Well?
That boy ought to be ashamed of himself for doing his mama this way.
Well, law me, Lum, it ain't his fault he's a Sam Bernard dog. You was the one that changed him into it, Dr. Jello.
I never done no such a thing.
You did done it, too.
Abner, if you start that Dr. Jello stuff again today, I'm going to whop you right square on top of the head. I've got enough to worry about without having you accuse me of doing this on a purpose.
On a purpose or accidental, you ought not to have did it at all.
Granny, you're going to drive me stark, raving, mad, crazy. For the last time, that Sam Bernard dog ain't Cedric Weehunt.
What about Sir Cedric Hatt, then?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's got me so worried? That uranium junk he swallowed might have did something to him.
Might have nothing. It done him.
I just hope it ain't poisoned him.
Oh, no, he's healed all right. I felt of his nose a while ago when it's cool as a cucumber. No, he ain't sick, Lum. See him sitting over there? He looks well.
I don't mean him. I'm talking about Cedric.
I know him.
For all we know, he's down in the swamps or sick summers or maybe even dead. I don't know.
Dead? Lum, anything with his appetite is a long way from being dead. I'll tell you that right now. He'll eat anything.
Well, I ain't going to waste no more time standing around here trying to convince you about nothing. I'm going over to the barbershop and listen to the radio.
Well, you don't have to listen to the radio right now.
Yes, I do. My favorite program's going on the air here in just a minute.
That's Hedy Hopper?
No, Hedda Hopper. I told you better than that.
Well,
Hedda Hopper.
Whatever her name is, that's all you think about. Don't you got her picture stuck up all over the store here.
Well, she's my pinup girl, you might say. Me and her's got a sort of a case on one another.
Oh.
I've been writing to her. Well, she's on the air again, and I'm going to listen to her. She's on just a minute. You take care of everything, and I'll be back in just a few
minutes. Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I don't see why you have to go down there and listen. Well, I do know. Better Lum, he sakes alive. Now, how do you like that, Cedric? just looks to me like that Lum is from losing his reason. I don't know why I can't convince him that you're you. But don't you worry, old boy. I'm still your friend. If Sir Old Abner never go back on a look there, oh, that's a fine boy. I don't care if you turned into Sam Bernard, a Great Dane, or a little old Fife. I'm going to stick by you. I'm just as sorry as anything if this happened to you, Cedric. You ought to ask me for a drink of that stuff before you started drinking it. I could have told you that stuff weren't good for you. Ought not to be going around drinking stuff when you don't...
Yeah, howdy, howdy. Well, for the long he says. What's going on here?
Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Doggies, I never heard you come in.
What kind of a pigeon-toed talk is that you was doing there? And whose dog's that there?
Oh, excuse me, Grandpap. You recollect Cedric Wehunt, don't you?
Sure I recollect Cedric. I hear he's missing.
Missing nothing. You want to know something, Grandpap?
Yeah, what?
This is him right here.
Where?
Right here.
That dog?
Shh, don't call him that now. You'll hurt his feelings.
Hurt whose feelings?
Cedric.
Well, he ain't even here.
Yes, he is, too. I'm telling you, that's him.
Are you trying to tell me that dog there is Cedric?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Goodbye, Abner.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Now, don't rush off, Grandpap. Let me tell you about
this. Get your hands off me, everybody, and let me get out of here. You've lost some of your marbles. And it ain't safe to be around you.
Grandpap, now wait.
Out of my way.
Now, stop with me, Grandpap, and listen to me just a minute. Now, here, now, calm down. I'm telling you the truth. I can tell you just how all this happened.
Yeah, all right, but just keep your distance. Don't get too close to me or I'll cane you. You've lost your toe. That's what's the matter with you.
Well, maybe so, but now here's what happened, Grandpap. I seen it with my own eyes. Cedric was in here the other day, feeling poorly, wishing he had something to build himself up to where he could get into the merchant's marine. And the first thing I knowed, he drank some atomic stuff that Lum had mixed up here.
What kind of stuff is that?
Well, I don't know. It's supposed to give out a lot of energies, and, well, sometimes it explodes, too.
Explode.
Yeah, like them atomic bombs, I think.
And Cedric drunk it?
Yeah.
Is that what become of him? He exploded?
No. Worse than that, I'm feared, Grandpap. He turned into a Sam Bernard dog.
Abner Peabody, you ought to be ashamed of yourself joshing that away. You're liable to be struck down for saying things like that.
I ain't joshing. It's him, I tell you. He drank it, and the next thing we know, he was a Sam Bernard. Standing there right there in the feed room door. With his little cap laying there on the floor right beside of him.
Abner, are you telling the truth?
I'm telling you just exactly what happened. You know Cedric carries that cap around with him all the time. And as Sam Bernard does, too, that proves right there is him. You know how Cedric loved that cap.
Oh, yeah, he did have a preference for it.
Oh,
never
yeah.
Saw him without it.
No, all the time. Yeah, always used to unsnap it, you know, and sort of push the cap back where the bill would stick out long, you know.
Well, he wore it backwards quite a lot, too, with a rose pin in front.
Well, when he's out with his girl, I suppose.
Yeah, fairly. Well.
Yeah. And here's something else now. Cedric's car's been sitting out there right next to the store all this time. And if Cedric weren't a dog, you know he'd have driven away by now.
Yeah, it would be a little bit hard for him to drive the way he is now. If that's him, I still got my doubts.
Well, it's him. I can prove it to you a thousand ways. Well, for instance, wait a minute. Time for me to fix up his vehicle. Hand me that jar of peanut butter there, Grandpap.
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
For a dog?
Oh, he just loved it. Now, there's some more proof right there. You know, there weren't no one thing Cedric loved more than peanut butter sandwiches.
No, that's right. He did favor them things.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know, the more I look at him, the more he does look like Cedric.
Yeah.
Something about the way his ears hang down. Or maybe it's that sad look in his eyes. I don't know.
No, it's Cedric. No two ways about it. Wonder if he'd like a little jelly on some of these sandwiches here for a change.
Jimmy, that's still hard to believe, though, Abner. Somehow or other, I can't believe that Cedric's sitting there.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something else that ought to convince you. I taken him down to Luke Spears' lunchroom this morning, and I wish you'd have been there and saw what happened. He walked right direct over to that pinball machine.
He
done it. Stood right up there on his hind legs, and when that little ball started rolling around, the light started to lighten up.
Wait, hold on. Jimmy, you can't tell me that dog there was playing the pinball machine.
He was.
Don't believe it.
He done it. Sure, well, of course, I put the nickel in for him. Never had no nickel with him. In fact, he never had no pants to have pockets in there.
Of course.
Very funny. So Alporter sort of pulled that little lever there that shoots the ball around, and I done that, too.
Well, that was playing the machine, not to know.
Yeah, but he was the one that tilted it, though.
Tilted it? Don't tell me he said tilt.
No, well, the machine did. And he done it all by himself, stood right up there and slapped his big paws on the glass, and bingo, that tilt sign lit right up.
I'll be a monkey pigeon-toed on.
He knows just how to do it. You ought to saw his eyes roll around following them little balls. And once when one of them dropped into that 500 place there, he just might not box his head off. Oh, he enjoyed it. I think I'll take him over again tomorrow. I love to watch him.
Well, wait a minute. Ain't that dangerous? Ain't you feared he'll explode getting excited that way?
Oh, my goodness. I never thought about that. Yeah, I got to be more careful.
Oh, I wouldn't take no chances with him.
Hey, here, Cedric. Here, boy. Here, I got your sandwiches all ready for you. Where is he, Grandpa?
I don't know. He's sitting there in that rocker a minute ago, I thought.
Yeah? Well, he must have went back to the feed room. He goes back there and sleeps every once in a while. Come on with me, Grandpa. Watch him go after these peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Oh, it's cute.
Does he pick them up in his paws?
No, he don't bother to pick them up. Just one snap, it's all over. He can eat, I'll say that fine. Yeah, here you are, Cedric.
Yeah, he always could eat.
Cedric! Here, Cedric! Here, boy! Where are you? Where that boy went to?
What's that kettle of stuff still on the floor there, Abner?
Huh? Oh, that's that uranium junk. Look. Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. I'll bound you Cedric done that.
Done what?
Why, he got into that uranium stuff there and drank some of it. No telling what it'll do to him this time. Cedric! Here, Cedric! Here, boy!
Yes, Mom?
Here, boy! Huh?
I just come in here to look for my car.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Grandpa! Grandpa! Get me out of here. This is more than I can stand. Get me out of here.
It seems as though events are moving too fast for poor Abner. As a matter of fact, the whole thing is getting pretty baffling. Being thoughtful and considerate of other people's friends is something many of us fail to do. Of course, it's pretty hard to be considerate if you haven't slept well the night before, because then you're likely to be irritable and cranky. You see, without sleep, your nerves may be jumpy due to nervous tension, which has kept you keyed up and jittery. Now, when nervous tension ruins your restful nights and spoils your days, try Miles Nervine. For over three generations, Miles Nervine has been making good in the home. It has helped to bring restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. And that's why we say to help relax and sleep well, remember Miles Nervine. It is a mild but effective sedative that tends to relieve nervous tension and permit refreshing sleep. You can't possibly know what Miles Nervine can do for you until you try it. Get a package from your druggist today. Now, naturally, you'll want to employ caution. Use only as directed. Don't forget, for restful nights and tension-free days, get Miles Nervine. Yes, to help relax and sleep well, remember Miles Nervine. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.